to the max.
The best in the beat.
All the hip hop.
It's Head Crack's Hip Hop Spot.
29 before the top of the hour. What up, dog?
What's going on, Rick? Man, this is popping off in the world of hip-hop. Now, meanwhile, we're waiting for bated breath with Lil Wayne's brand new album, The Carter 5. Well, you know, he gave you something to hold you over between point A and point B. His brand new mixtape, Sorry for the Wait 2, dropped yesterday. You can download it for free from wherever you get your mixtapes, whether it be live hip-hop.
Is this the one with the hand, stick it down with the handcuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry for the Wait 2. I got a chance to, like, you know, skim through some of it last night. You know, there's something to be said about mixtape Lil Wayne. Album Lil Wayne is cool, but mixtape Lil Wayne just being straight beast mode. So, like, if you're not a Lil Wayne fan, you should go back and check out all his mixtapes, per se. I mean, his albums are decent, but mixtape Lil Wayne shows up with his game face on and ready to catch bodies. So, be sure you check that out, man. Sorry for the Wait 2 out now. Moving on. While 50 Cent points the finger at Empire, accusing them of taking his concept from his show Power, there's a person that is accusing 50 Cent of stealing the whole concept for the show Power from him.
Really?
A dude by the name of Curtis Schoon, who was actually once a prime suspect in the Jam Master Jay murder case, a long time ago met with some producers about a show at the time was called Dangerous. And one of the people he met was 50 Cent and rapper Mano, who they wanted to use Mano as the main actor at the time, but they just felt like he didn't have enough power to really win the man over. They're like, you know, like, yeah, Mano's a cool actor, but, you know, it's not mainstream enough to make, you know, like, white people and everybody else interested. So they kind of passed on the idea. Fast forward a few years, the show gets retooled, and Eminem has Power. So he's actually looking to sue him because he has like a trail of emails and proof that they've been in the same meetings together, and like dude ran off with his concept.
Sound
so
like he got a case.
Someone does have a case. And sometimes, you know, the messed up thing is like when you do anything that's like urban or hip hop, sometimes the lines are very blurred because it's similar. You know, it may not be the exact same concept, but granted, because I never read the script of what, you know, dude's original
right
concept proof was. But you
well,
know,
the other side to that is he got to freaking prove it though.
And,
like,
and
you got to really be proven overwhelmingly.
And it seems like he can't, because it seems like they took a lot of the same meetings together. So we'll see how this thing's going to pan out. It happens in Hollywood all the time. Like, you know, you might have, you know, somebody may kick you an idea like, hey, let's make a hamburger.
Right.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we'll remix it. We'll make a steak burger. Right. Similar, but different.
That's why I don't take scripts and plays. When people hand me stuff, I don't take it.
Yeah.
You can't ever say you gave me nothing and then I do something similar. You know, I just don't take it.
Yeah, it's too easy to end up in court these days,
yeah,
man. Last little thing I got for you, man. Big shout out to Chance the Rapper from Chicago. He did something very big. He participated in this inaugural Get School, Get Connected Challenge, a Malcolm X Challenge. And him, along with Sway from MTV and Christina Milian, donated $100,000. To six different high schools in the Chicago area. And that's a good thing, man. You usually hear about people getting bagged up and arrested. So it's important to, you know, recognize cats when they do something good, man.
Awesome.
So coming up next hour, got some good news for people who still haven't seen the interview yet. And Pharrell, it's a damn pimp. And I'll tell you why.
All right.
Next hour.
Hey, appreciate it, Headcrack and Crack. Check this out. We're going to be talking about what President Obama did last night. We're going to be talking about that junk all day. President Obama went ham last night doing the State of the Union speech. We're going to be talking about that. And I got your wake-up calls. Get at me, 866-9 Ricky. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.